I walk through the complex at 1534 29th Avenue with Israel Lapis. He's an organizer with the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment.
So this is this, the floor is...
You notice with the carpet.
Yeah, it's very, very old. Kind of damp in here.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of problems with mold.
Yeah.
The carpet in Maria Montes de Oca's apartment is matted and discolored. She shows me how the base of the cabinet under the sink has collapsed from water damage.
No me han cambiado nada. Todo tiene muchas fallas. Mi apartamento.
Yeah, she doesn't feel like it's right, and she sees it as like a major contradiction that none of the repairs are being made in the building and that these rent increases keep happening. She said that she had an infestation of cockroaches that led to a big problem in her building.
Porque el dueño no nos escucha y pues queremos hablar con él.
The tenants I talk with say they've complained for years without much response from the landlord. They've even paid for repairs on their own. Still, some of them say that they've seen their rents double over the last decade or so. The tenants are getting support from Israel's organization ACE and the Oakland Community Land Trust. Both were instrumental in helping a group of mothers known as Moms for Housing negotiate the purchase last month of the Oakland home where they were squatting. Last fall, the Oakland Community Land Trust put forth an offer on behalf of the tenants to purchase the 14-unit complex for just over $3 million. But the owners, Calvin and Melinda Wong, rejected that offer. Since then, half of the residents have decided to withhold their rent. In California, it's legal to withhold rent if conditions are unsafe or unhealthy. Lapis thinks that these kinds of strategies will become more common as the housing crisis deepens.
There's this kind of movement growing here in Oakland, Oakland and the Bay Area kind of being like ground zero for this housing crisis that's spreading all throughout the United States. People have been trying to go through conventional means to solve their problems, and there hasn't been any sort of solutions put up by the systems that be, so people are getting creative and finding their own solutions.
The residents say that the owner is difficult to get a hold of, but have received word that they might consider negotiating soon. I could not reach the owners for comment myself, but at this point, the tenants of this Fruitvale building remain hopeful that they will sit down with them soon. In Fruitvale, I'm Imran Ali Malik for KALW News.